This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Our relationship with Europe. Always. Well, I mean, when I was over there in the 80s, Germany was still had the, I believe it still had the status of a occupied nation, but I'm not sure about that. Now, we have our own share of European types. Tim Walz is a good one. A lot of people are driving by his house right now, saying, calling him bad names, and he blames that on Donald Trump. But our European people, they make his efforts. They eclipse his efforts. Let's just put it that way. Best way I can put it to you. Now, understand this. Europe is in the problem they're in, and I mean the entirety of Europe is in the problem they're in, because since World War II until very recently, we have always carried the lion's share of defending the European landmass. Until very recently, they didn't even pay 2% of their GDP for their own defense, the individual countries that are part of NATO. In the 80s, when I was there, NATO was America. The German army, the Bundeswehr, they probably would have shown up, and they would have had the best, newest, not used yet equipment money could buy. But today's Europe, 2025, they have squandered a gift from us. Squandered. And Donald Trump, that they're mad at him because Donald Trump realizes that they need us more than we need them. And we just can't have that. This, you know, they're a bunch of scolds all the time. They're trying to scold us about something. And Donald Trump has decided that, okay, well, you know, I'm not putting any more of my people out there to take care of you. So they've decided to lash out however they can. And it's quite interesting how they're doing it. Now, one of the things they're threatening to do is to actually provide for their own defense, which, yeah, by all means, go ahead and show me how that's how you're going to do that. I don't know how you're going to pay for that. I was in Europe from 1984 to 1987. I was part of NATO in what was then West Germany. I was in Bamberg, 1st Armored Division. I was a newlywed when I went in. I was there for a 3-year tour. Of those 3 years, 25 months of those 3 years were spent in the field simulating World War III. I left shortly before the Cold War was over and the wall came down. They would, the things that I went through to be there. I mean, in the end, I was so accustomed to them at that point. If you called, when I came back over here, if you called an alert at 3 a.m., and it was minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit outside, I would be out there shivering, ready to go. And what would most likely have happened had we rolled out, because rolling off post meant we were in the modern battlefield. We were in downtown Bamberg, and that was going to be the modern battlefield. We were still doing reforger exercises, return of forces to Germany, once a year, where they would, a bunch of American units would get together and we'd see how fast we could get together and put together a united front. It wasn't a hardship tour. I didn't have to do it without my newlywed wife, or then, you know, we had our first son over there. But I was over there, you know, and I mean, what I did over there, I was, I was a combo guy, then I became a QRF guy, then I started cross training and doing some other things. And when I left, I was still a combo guy with all of this cross training, and that was sort of nice, I guess, but I don't know. But here's the thing, the fact that we, the unwashed Americans, are the ones that have to go back constantly and clean up the mess that the Europeans make of Europe. They think that's their due. They don't think they owe us even a thank you. The fact that they needed us upset them. Because they believe that they are they're the cream of the crop. I'm being asked if my son has dual citizenship. No, my son was born as an American born abroad, even though he was born in a German hospital, a klinikum, as they would call it. Now, today's European, these are the sorry sons of greater fathers, and they look at, like, Germany's a beautiful country, you know, all the old castles. They look at all this stuff. And they think to themselves that this is due to them, but it's not due to them. They didn't do anything about that. They don't want to hear it. But now they've decided to go after Elon Musk, because Elon Musk he's put together Twitter, turned it into X, and now you can say whatever you want about whatever you want, and they can't have it. These guys are getting a little bit too big for their bratwursts. There's plenty of nice things about Europe still today, without a doubt. And it'd be nice to go back and visit. But, we've been in the middle of, we're at the tail end of an 80-year tradition of pulling their weight. And so they've decided to tell us they're going to pull their own weight, which is great. All right. But, in Germany, they couldn't recruit nearly as many soldiers as they need. So now they're, putting out questionnaires saying, if you had to join the Bundeswehr, would you do it? And when that doesn't work, expect the Nebraska farm boys and the eager people living on the Appalachian Trail to be there defending it, not the Europeans. For those of you trying to, hey, I wonder if I was there when Bill was there. I was there from 84 to 87. Bam, the Warner Caserne, as they would call it, Warner Barracks. And I was in 154 Mech Infantry. I know there's somebody out there in Greenville that was part of 152 Mech Infantry, or as we called it, the Zoo. And I'm having a hard time trying to, you know, empathize with them. So while they're crying, I'm just sitting back like, you know, hey, get over it. Learn from this. You had 80 years to learn the lesson. How many generations is that? As we do the after-action review now, I think it is safe to say that the Somali experiment has failed and it might be time to try something new. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. Minnesota. Top on everybody's mind right now. All the wrong reasons. Now, we're hearing, I hear all kinds of, you know, $1 billion. $6.5 billion, $8 billion, a lot of money, a lot of fraud. They're predicting right now, the Department of Human Services is predicting the fraud will reach up to $6.5 billion just in the time that Tim Walz has been in office. And none of this is new. That's the crazy part. It has become clear that the idea of having the Somalis in the United States, that idea has failed. Just like the failed state of Somalia. And we have to reverse those engines now. Many are familiar with the Feeding Our Future, the nation's single largest COVID fraud scheme that defrauded $250 million from taxpayers. But the Somali fraud program actually started with the Minnesota Child Care Assistance Program in 2013. And if you look at the videos of those daycare centers, you would see children showing up for a few minutes, then leaving with envelopes of kickbacks while charging for a full day's worth of childcare. Everybody was in on that particular fraud, not just a few bad apples collecting millions. And oftentimes they did not show up at all, the children. And the program was defrauded of millions of dollars and the money being transferred to the United Arab Emirates. Then, come to 2018, the problem was never adequately addressed, and by this time they had predicted up to $100 million in fraud occurring annually in the program. Then they accused the program of funding terrorism in Somalia, which is what made some of these reports so explosive for national media attention. We're talking about millions of dollars in cash being stuffed into carry-on suitcases and making its way to the Horn of Africa, all made possible by the Minnesota taxpayer. And that had begun just as Walz entered office. And this was the blueprint that worked for the Minnesota Somali fraudsters. It became an open secret that starting a daycare center was a license to print money. It reminds me of that movie, The Accountant, you know, where Ben Affleck's character owns all the businesses in a strip mall and all the businesses are cash businesses. Now, Feeding Our Future accounted for at least $250 million, and they use the exact same blueprint as CCAP. And this fraud expanded across numerous other agencies. And you had fake billing and fake names and birth dates, all to defraud the same taxpayers who extended a helping hand to the war-torn refugees who were just coming here for a better life. And many Somali politicians helped facilitate it or are likely in on the fraud themselves. Ilhan Omar introduced legislation that ultimately allowed Feeding Our Future to fleece millions from taxpayers. And she argued that a lack of guardrails was to blame, even though she introduced the legislation herself. State Senator Omar Feda, who also wanted to be the mayor, he introduced legislation in the Minnesota State Senate that would have directly benefited his wife's nonprofit. Minneapolis City Council member Jamal Osman had his wife's nonprofit shut down for serving as a fraudulent shell organization. And that was then handed over to two other individuals who later committed $12 million in food fraud. Minnesota seems to be Mecca, North America, because Somalis from around the country, they all make their way to Minnesota. Omar Feda did. He was born in D.C., came to Minnesota because this is where the Somalis held the most concentrated political power. This is where influence can be exerted over laws to disproportionately benefit that single community. So they pass these laws and their friends get rich, and when you call it out, you're labeled as a racist. What could be better? All by design. But let's look at the Somali community, okay? Let's look at the Somali community. Poverty, 58%. Food stamps, 42%. Unemployed, 40%. No high school education, 41%. Only $68 million is paid annually in taxes. In an interview that was done, a Somali business owner located in the Carmel Mall, commonly known as the Somali Mall, said she was financially supporting 30 people back in Somalia. Now, that's a normal practice, right? But on its face, this is respectable. But you have to acknowledge the broader reality. Because these businesses that they have in Minnesota primarily serve other Somalis. And over half of that customer base relies on the government benefit paid for by taxpayers. And 40% of Somalis are outright unemployed in Minnesota. That's a very high concentration that refuse to assimilate, and they're engaging in commerce funded largely through welfare programs. So the Minnesotans are writing checks that are sent overseas through remittance payments. So even if you put the fraud aside, many legitimate business operations are still funded and subsidized by government dollars, with that money sent back to support Somalia, not Minnesotans. Roughly one-third of Somalia's GDP is produced through remittance payments from the United States. The Republicans have tried to bring them into the Republican Party. They've gone in there, they've canvassed the neighborhoods, they've managed campaigns for Somali candidates, even brokered the meeting that led to the Minnesota Republican Party to create an official Somali caucus. They're trying to build bridges, and I'm sure that there may be some decent people there. But truth of the matter is, this is a failed experiment. And we're bleeding. And we've got to stop the bleeding. So, first things first, we need to end all immigration from Somalia. We have to address the fraud. We have to stop, we have to start taxing remittances. And we have to denaturalize and deport Somalis who have defrauded our government. You cannot import the third world en masse without any sort of a plan for assimilation and realistically expect a first world outcome. It's just never going to happen. Just doesn't work that way. But see, what this is this is all chaotic. Sounds chaotic. And this was all part of the Biden immigration policy. That was the point. This is news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Talk 98.9 WORD. Now, many moons from now, or a few moons from now, nobody's going to blame demented, cancer-stricken Joe Biden for any of the political mess-ups, for any of the post-presidency revelations that continue to crop up. Instead, the journalists themselves will pat themselves on the back. And they'll claim that they're helping rather than doing the hard reporting when the political and professional stakes were higher. And this is now why the New York Times and the other outlets are revealing that Joe Biden, or let's just call that the puppet master regime, were warned his immigration policies would cause chaos. Now, they're wanting to say that he ignored it, which, you know, when you get out there and say, this dude doesn't even know what room he's in, but he ignored it. You can't say both in the same sentence. I'm sorry. Just doesn't work. And we get on X. President Joe Biden was warned by advisors that his immigration plans could lead to chaos at the U.S. border, but he ignored them, a newly uncovered memo reveals. This is why I have trouble thinking of the Democrats as these arch James Bond type villains because they write memos and then they leave them laying around. Now, supposedly, the puppet masters doled out the advice to Biden when he was still campaigning against Trump back in 2020. They wrote, a potential crisis or a potential surge could create chaos and a humanitarian crisis, overwhelm processing capacities, and imperil the agenda of the new administration. It warned that a huge influx is possible given Biden's approach, a backlog from the Trump administration, and COVID hardships. And his team offered up steps that Biden, now 83, could take to thwart an influx of illegal migrants, including ways to reject immigration claims, more easily potentially holding asylum seekers in reception centers until their cases could be heard and transferring them to other countries. Now, see, this memo, I want to see it be carbon tested. I don't believe that happened in 2020. I don't believe that. Now, let's start, and there's a few reasons I don't believe it. Let's start with the media throwing Biden under the bus. Now, Joe Biden was walking around combing his hair over a brain that was basically tapioca. And we know it now, and it's hard to hold him personally accountable for it, even though he was the man in front. So right now, since he doesn't even realize what is happening to his legacy, they're going to make sure he gets thrown under those bus wheels good and hard. We also know that President Autopen wasn't calling any of the shots from 2021 to 2025. I don't know that we will ever get clear answers on that one. But the other point is the media are once again missing the real story. The chaos of the immigration policy wasn't a bug. It was the intent. The Democrats love chaos. Whether he was a one term or had 8 years in office, they wanted the chaos his advisors supposedly warned against because no one could undo it down the road. And we've been seeing this play out on a daily basis. As soon as the legally elected government gets out there and tries to do a few things, the Democrats run to circuit court judges for nationwide injunctions barring immigration action. Right now, I just saw, as we were coming to the show, I saw that some judge has said, you must release Kilmar Abrego Garcia. This is why they scream and demand due process, a lengthy legal course for people who couldn't be bothered to adhere to due process when they came into the country, who are living off of you and me and the tax money. And they also, for, you know, as a added bonus, they commit violent crime. This is why the Democrats are pushing to unmask ICE. It's why they're mobbing cities like L.A. with fiery riots. They wanted so many illegal aliens in the country that it would be nearly impossible for our future administration to do anything to address the issue, save giving them all mass amnesty. And then when Trump won re-election and wasn't going to grant illegals amnesty, they fell back into laying deportations in the courts, demanding due process and resorting to violence and threats. And right before leaving office, Biden, or whichever intern drew the short straw, posted on X, it will take time to feel the full impact of all that my administration has done. But the seeds we planted will grow and bloom for decades to come. And we do. We see it blossoming every time a left takes a pot shot at an ICE agent, as they did in Texas, including Joshua Jan, who killed two immigrants and a guy in L.A., who tried to firebomb a federal facility. Kilmar Abrego Garcia should be sitting in CECOT right now today in his underwear. But no, he's here. And now they're having to release him. Or they're being ordered to release him. Chaos. All they wanted was chaos. We see it every time the media runs a dishonest story, like NBC News did when they said, you know, with their mathematically challenged tale of criminal illegals. Chaos. This is when, you know, what we need to do, and we need to, maybe James Cameron could produce it. We need to put together a Terminator movie where the Terminator goes back in time and tries to make sure that Cloward and Piven never meet. Because that's what's going on right now today. That's what's going on right now today. This is just a bigger version of Cloward and Piven. Because when you keep dumping this many people in, first of all, it's chaotic. The other part is it overwhelms the system. And then you wake up one day and you're like, is it 1 billion or 8 billion? I can't tell how much fraud has been perpetrated in Minnesota by these lovely illegal aliens or these refugees or whatever the protected status peoples, you know? It's one big criminal enterprise. And, yeah, this is going to take a minute to unwind. It's doable, but you have to have time to do it, and it's not going to happen overnight. Trump probably won't get it all done. So that means we need Vance for 8 years and whoever comes after him for 8 years, and we need to hang on to the House and the Senate if you really want to see it undone. Let's talk about the almost victims, because the left never wants you to know about them, the almost victims. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I'm going to tell you a true story, and we're going to call this lady Linda. Many years ago, Linda worked in Charlotte, but she didn't like public transportation because she didn't feel safe on it. So she drove to work every day, and she parked in such a way which would allow her to walk to her destination with groups of other people who were headed in the same direction, so she would never have to walk alone. But one day, some friends of Linda's who also worked uptown, but for a different company, invited her to meet them for lunch. And she didn't mind walking, but it would have taken a whole lot of time to walk from point A to point B. So her friend suggested she take the trolley, which had a short-lived run before the light rail system's rise to prominence in Charlotte transportation. So Linda grabbed her bag where she kept her cell phone and wallet and keys and other essential items and hopped on the trolley for the first time ever, looking forward to this new experience and thinking it would be a piece of cake. But it wasn't. Right after she boarded the trolley, a group of four guys hopped on too, and they made a beeline straight for Linda. Three of them sat around her, and one sat right next to her, eyeing her up and down, looking at her and her bag. She said he bumped into her side several times and talked about how rich she must be with such a nice bag and clothes. This continued for several minutes, and Linda was, let's just say she was terrified. She looked around to see if anybody else was paying attention, but no, everybody's either reading or on their cell phone. She didn't know if the guy was carrying a weapon like a knife, and because of that, she was afraid to speak up and ask for help, and she was scared she could provoke the man into using the weapon that she didn't know if he might have it or not. So then eventually they came to Linda's stop, and she grabs her bag close and heads off the car, and the guys are going to follow her. But on the corner next to where the trolley stopped was a cluster of police officers, and Linda immediately walked up to one of them and told them she was feeling unsafe. I'm sure it was actually characterized a different way, but you know. When the officer asked her who made her feel unsafe, Linda just told him it was some guys on the trolley who had walked away the closer she got to the officer. She wanted to forget about it, and she didn't want to have to see them again, which is exactly the opposite of what she had done. And there are many more almost victims like Linda whose stories never make it into the crime stats, either because a crime wasn't technically committed for one reason or another, or they were too fearful to report it. Now, we heard a bunch of them after the August stabbing murder of Irina Zarutska. The floodgates opened, you might say. A lot of people stepped forward to share their scary experiences on the Charlotte transit system. And that's one big reason why when I hear the stories of crime allegedly being down in the blue hellscapes like Charlotte, I'm not very quick to believe that one. Statistics can be massaged, okay, or fudged, and also consider the undeniable presence of fear in communities, the feeling of being unsafe because of one of the things you've heard about on places like Nextdoor, or that you've seen with your own eyes with your Ring cameras. The left doesn't want to hear the voices of the almost victims because, much like the actual hard data crime stats, this would completely destroy the narratives that the usual suspects try to push about the blue cities being safer than they are made out to be. And the voices of the near victims like Linda matter, and it should always be factored into debates about crime and safety and restoring law and order. But, let's just say this. And I know. You have to get used to the idea that you yourself and I are responsible for your safety. However you want to pursue that. There's two things that aren't guns. There's two things that most people completely they ignore one and they forget about the other. Awareness. Would you actually get on any mode of transport that you didn't research? If you'd never been on it before, would you do it? Because I wouldn't do it. I would not do it. The problem is that even in areas where you can walk around armed, most of the time public transport won't let you be armed on public transport. There's item number one. Item number two. Instinct. Most people ignore that instinctive, intuitive tickle that comes. The spidey sense, if you want to. I don't know what you want to call it. But whatever it is, they ignore it. And they should pay attention to it. Because that's not paying attention and not having awareness is... That leads to a lot of things, a lot of victims. The majority of you listening to me, that you don't want to do some of the stuff I espouse, you don't want to carry the things I say you should carry, you don't want to train to do the things I think you should train to do. Okay, I get it. I understand it. But could you at least just watch out for yourself? The police would love to stop this stuff. They would love to stop all crime against persons. But they can't be everywhere. They cannot be everywhere. All of these actions we've been taking down in Venezuela, what if this is actually part of a larger fight, a larger global war that you haven't heard about yet? This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.